Sean Bailey can remember the day his son disappeared in 2014. Officers scoured the area, but couldn't find the boy until an off-duty canine handler and his dog were able to find him in a short amount of time.
There's more than just the number figure.
Sergeant Luis Lovato says his dog, Aldo, was shot and killed in 2016.
But definitely without him, there's no way I would be here.
But currently, intentionally killing a police dog is a third-degree felony. Senator Jani Iwamoto says her Senate Bill 57 would bump it up to a second-degree felony.
The value to me of these police animals deserve to be enhanced up to a second degree.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.